We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Camrad. And Coach, last night your team travels to Forest City to take on the Indians, and we go scoreless in the first quarter as no team able to find the end zone. Both teams having a few plays offensively, and then in the second quarter, Forest City kind of breaks out, is able to lead 20-0 going into halftime, and from there able to win the game 36-0 last night over your team. Coach, tell me about it a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we came out, you know, with where we were as a team, you know, Lane going down last week, we said that our best option off on offense would just kind of, you know, slow the game down, keep it out of their hands, and, you know, and we'd turn it over, get a block field goal that they returned for a touchdown, and then, you know, they played up, played us up front. You know, that's where you win and lose games, and we just didn't get done last night.
And, Coach, as you mentioned, missing your sophomore quarterback, Lane Gankin, last night, and it was junior Aiden Haw getting the start last night, and a different position for him, and you've seen that throughout the years where some guys maybe in some different spots, just what you have to do and adapt here in Class 2A football.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Aiden, when he was a freshman, he played the quarterback position, so, and he's a really smart kid, so we knew that, you know, that was our best option there, you know, somebody with some experience, even though it wasn't the varsity level, but, and it's been a couple of years, but we thought that'd be our best option, you know, and he played well, yeah. You know, coming back for your first, you know, varsity time, you know, if you're not playing it for 2 years, kind of putting him in a tough spot, but I thought he did a great job, you know, and that's just where we're at, and we'll just keep moving forward.
And, Coach, yeah, I agree really well, and was able to and throw the deep ball, and a couple of times some pretty close opportunities. Maybe just a part of your offense where you guys are going to, you know, run here, run there, and then maybe take a shot at a couple home run shots there for your team.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's just kind of the game plan we had going in. You know, if we could get that running game going, then we knew that was going to be important. You know, and we just couldn't get it going consistently. So, you know, that's just how it happens for us, and we just got to work harder.
And special teams, some bright spots as you guys are able to get a kick return that goes for a lot of yards. So some good things on special teams seen last night as well.
Yeah, you know, the kickoff return team, you know, they've been, you know, a bright spot really all year. We've had some good, nice returns to get us good field position. You know, and we're just, like last night, like you said, we were just that close, you know, taking one all the way back. And, you know, we just need to keep getting better every day, and, you know, we'll get one.
And staying on the line of a special teams, Coach, you guys saw good special teams in other areas throughout the night. Is that something that you guys work on? Is that something that is, you know, important to your guys' line of football?
Yeah, you know, every day we do one of the specials. You know, that's a focus for us. You know, you gotta work on those. You know, you can't just sit there and run team offense and team defense all day and then just expect our guys to be just competitors and to win that part of the game. You know, they call it three phases of the game for a reason. You know, you gotta win all three of them to win games. And, you know, special teams has been a good one for us all year.
And, Coach, you guys end the regular season. Now you guys will get your additional regular season game, as I've been told that you guys are going to go to Olwine next week, a little bit of a jaunt there to Olwine to take on a Northeast Iowa team. What are you expecting there out of Olwine, or what are some things that you're expecting out of Northeast Iowa football?
Yeah, you know, we have a common opponent with them. You know, they played New Hampton, so we saw them on film when we were prepping for New Hampton. Obviously, we're prepping for New Hampton, so we weren't watching them as much. But, you know, they're going to be big up front. You know, they got some good athletes, so we definitely got to get ready to go and play that team and get off the bus and get after them.
And, Coach, kind of nice to give the guys another opportunity, and you know, obviously the seniors getting one more shot there to make a mark on this program.
Yeah, for sure. You know, a lot of people might think, you know, with the injuries we got and our record, you know, wouldn't it be a good idea just to call it a year after Forest City? But, you know, those seniors, if we can get that one more game, we're going to, you know, because, I mean, every ex-player will tell you that they wish they had one more game. So, you know, that's going to be a big focus this week, is to send those guys off on a high note. And, you know, we got to get out and play it and let them have it.
And, Coach, you kind of hit on part of where I was going to go next with my next question, but I'll still go there, and we'll kind of hit on that a little bit. But, yeah, you as a former player, and I know myself and other people that are former players, yeah, you wish you have that one more opportunity. So kind of nice to just get out and play another high school football game. And here is another point that maybe will help you guys out as well. But you guys got a lot of young guys on this roster, so maybe another game for some experience. Because you guys would like to make a run next year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the seniors going out, you know, yeah, would we like to be in the playoffs and make a deep run? Absolutely. You know, but we have that opportunity this week to this is the last one. So, you know, you got to go just lay it out and, you know, don't have any regrets after that game. And then young guys, you got to play for the seniors. You know, as far as getting that experience, you know, at this point in the year, a sophomore, you know, is a year older, so we basically got a bunch of juniors playing instead of sophomores. And, you know, we got to get a little momentum going into next year and even into the winter sports, you know, get that Cardinal spirit going with a win, and it'll really help even to the winter sports.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Well, Coach, thanks so much for talking with us. So we'll wish you the best of luck against Olwine, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday to close out the season, and hopefully after a Cardinal victory.
All right, thanks.
That was Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Cameron.